broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendrick.
No, I wouldn't do it. I just don't think it's right.
Well, first of all, I think the president's problem is that he was born a Muslim. His father.
I wouldn't say that the United States deserved what happened, but the United States policies were an exception.
Why is Congress so corrupt? David Bitter, he's part of the corruption.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Where truth is our bitch. And through the looking glass we go to take you there. And along the way, maybe a couple of laughs. Our website is philhendryshow.com. That's where that really is kind of laugh central there. PhilHendryShow.com, live streaming video of the show right now, as well as live streaming audio. You can go into our archives and find hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of shows going back many, many years. Downloads every day. Every show is downloadable over at our website or at iTunes or whatever you choose. And with a backstage pass, you have access to our comments section and so much more guaranteed email response from me, Phil Hendry. It is not the kind of websites that you're used to around the old World Wide Web. So check it out. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Later on tonight, we've got Don Mixay, professor of engineering from the University of Washington, who will be talking to us about high-tech cyberbullying. I guess that's redundant. Cyberbullying, high-tech bullying. Kids harassing each other by way of email, by way of texting, by way of instant messaging. We'll also have a jam-packed news hour for you. This hour, we're going to start off with a story, as bizarre as it sounds, it is absolutely true. There is a man who is going to be filing a lawsuit, if he hasn't already, against a company called NCSoft of South Korea. It is a game maker. They make these online games or these video games. I suppose some of them are PC games. And this man is suing because he says he became addicted. The court, the U.S. district judge in the case, Alan Kay, has refused to dismiss parts of this man's complaint, clearing the way for a trial. And I don't know if this is the first time that a gamer has sued a company for forcing his addiction or claiming that they addicted him to the game, but that's what's happening. A federal judge allowing a negligence lawsuit to proceed against the publisher of the online virtual world game Lineage 2. And we're going to be talking about the different games with Jeff Dowder, who is with North America Gamers Association. There are allegations that a Hawaii man, and this man's name is Craig Smallwood, became so addicted he's unable to function independently in usual daily activities such as getting up, getting dressed, bathing, or communicating with family and friends. Mr. Smallwood, the plaintiff, claims that NCSoft of South Korea should pay unspecified monetary damages because of the addictive nature of the game. And he also claims to have played Lineage 2 for 20,000 hours between 2004 and 2009, 5 years, 365 days in a year, 24 hours. Somewhere, somebody can do the math, 20,000 hours. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL is the number here to our show. And joining us right now is Jeff Dowder, North American Gamers Association. Mr. Dowder's in Temple City, California. And how are you this evening, sir?
I'm really good, Mr. Henry, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk about this because I want to assure your listeners and I want to assure yourself, too, that as perhaps trivial as this might sound, we do consider this very serious.
You do, and I'm not going to take it lightly at all with you. But I dare say that in the day and age of the trivial, frivolous lawsuit, which I'm not making that claim here, a lot of people are questioning these kinds of lawsuits.
All right. Well, let me explain to you why this is not a frivolous lawsuit, and I'm certain somewhere along the line in your program you're going to have a debate with other people on what do you want to call a frivolous lawsuit or what have you. This is not a frivolous lawsuit. This is a very dangerous reality for those of us who have been very committed to gaming for the years that I've been gaming. I'm almost 30. I'm 28 years of age. And I began gaming, intense gaming, probably when I was about 17, with just basic games like, you know, Mario Brothers, and Mortal Kombat and things like that. And I got into the serious gaming with Myth and Halo, and now not only Lineage 2, but there's other games that people can tell you about from my own way of thinking of Black Prophecy, the game that I'm into now, Blood Wars, World of Warcraft.
And I've heard of World of Warcraft.
Yes, sir, World of Warcraft. And these games are created by a variety of different companies. I mean, NCSoft is created in South Korea, but I mean, NCSoft is the ones that create Lineage 2, and that's in South Korea, but also 3D Realms is another game company in Garland, Texas. Activision Blizzard is a game publisher in here in California, Santa Monica. And in Washington is EA Electronic Arts, which they make sports. They're best known for the Madden and the NBA games, things like that.
Right, right. I'm familiar with them. And what is MMORPG?
Just massive role-playing game that, you know, it means just role-playing games in which there are probably, you know, to Lineage 2, it's probably gained in the last few years probably 500,000 people. And I agree that it is a very interesting game, but I also stand with Mr. Smallwood, and gamers all over the world are now actively saying, yeah, these games are addictive. And again, I would bring to my own situation,
Now, what are you? Are you claiming that you have an addiction?
I'm claiming that, yes, I am claiming that I have not an addiction to the sense that I can't stop playing, but I do know that it's impacted my life to the point that I would not be. I think I'd be probably further along in my life right now had I not started playing some of these games. I'm 28 years of age. I continue to. I don't live at home, but I do live with my sister and her husband. In a spare bedroom. Right now I work part-time for the city of Huntington Beach in the service yard there, so it's not even a full-time job. And I'm going to be 30 years old in a year and a half. That certainly would never have taken place had I not been sitting and playing, you know, Guild Wars or, you know, Final Fantasy or something with friends of mine, many of whom are much younger than me, or playing it online when I could have been filling out job applications.
And all right. So we're talking to Jeff Dowder right now, folks, and we're talking about being addicted to video games, being addicted to these role-playing games that one can play online, one can play by way of Xbox and the other gaming systems. Is it accurate to call these video games?
Well, in a sense, it's probably inaccurate. Video games, that term came from the fact that you had to play them on your television set. But nowadays, with different kinds of viewing systems, or not necessarily TV sets, TV screens, they're computer monitors. They're not really video games. They're RPGs. I mean, they're called role-playing games. It's a little bit redundant, or it's not even needed to say that they're video games, because you don't really. Everybody knows you're looking at it, you know.
And Jeff, you are saying that you yourself have become addicted or are in danger of being addicted.
Well, I'm saying that it has impacted my life negatively. As I mentioned, I'm living with my sister and my brother-in-law. This man, Mr. Smallwood, is claiming that he's had a very profound it's had a very profound effect on him. He's unable to, and I'm quoting from his lawsuit. We're talking about getting dressed, bathing, communicating. He's had he's got a very, very serious addiction, and this is from the game Lineage 2, and this is a South Korean game, and this also bears some repeating. I think
What do you find significant about that? That it comes from a foreign country?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not familiar. I know that the Koreans and the Asians have been very good at developing these games, but When we're talking now about a whole generation of people like myself and Mr. Smallwood and others who are not doing anything with our lives because of these RPGs that are coming out of Korea, I don't want to be paranoid, but I have to ask myself, how is it happening about like America and everything? Is what I'm saying.
Are you talking about some sort of a role that the military of Korea?
Well, not necessarily the military. It could be a government, some kind of a concerted effort to stupefy. I don't know if stupefy, but to render. To render stupid, or to render, however you want to say it.
Let's say to make it intellectually impotent.
Well, in some way, making the young people of America stupid, and yeah, if you can say Koreans are doing that. I mean, I'm not putting it a very good way, but in a lot of ways, that's the reason for this. These games are so addictive that I'm here talking to you, Mr. Hendry, as a spokesperson for the gamers. But I'm already damaged because of it. Because, as I said, I live with my sister and her brother.
Let's talk about how you're damaged, and then we're going to give our number here 877-876-PHIL to talk to Jeff Dowder about being addicted to RPG role playing games. There is one lawsuit that is being heard. Why are you addicted to these games? Why can't you just turn this thing off?
All right, that's a fair question. First of all, you don't turn it off, because if you turn it off, it's still going on. See, that's the thing. You have to turn the whole game off, and that's hard to do. Turning off the video is easy, but you can walk away with it knowing that it's still going on, even though you can't see it. So if you look at the world of Warcraft, if you look at the world that Lineage creates, if you look at any of these worlds, Guild Wars, Final Fantasy, it's a way, way better world than the one that you live in. And so you want to be in that world way more than you'd ever want to be in this world. If you think about it, I live with my brother-in-law and my sister, who I'm not, I don't get along with them all that well. I live in the spare bedroom, and I take the bus pretty much everywhere because I do have the down payment right now for a car, so I am pretty happy about that, but I don't think I'll have the monthly yet. I gotta make sure that I get enough money at work, see? So I'm riding the bus, I've got a part-time job. If I look at that and I ask myself seriously, how do I feel about that? I'm not happy about that.
But people are gonna say to you, you did that.
Yeah, it's easy to say that I did that, but if there wasn't such a thing as, like Hello Kitty or Black Prophecy, would I be in this situation? And the answer is no. What is the one variable, Mr. Henry? The fact is that these games, if you take them out, I'm not living in a spare bedroom. If you take these games out, I got more than just the down payment for a used car. If you take these games out, I'm living in a house, not an apartment. So that is the variable, and that's what we want to address. And we do believe that there should be damages, but we just don't want to. We don't want to get rid of the games, but we would like people to know that we are addicted to them.
All right, see, that's a whole other thing I got to get into. You don't want to get rid of these games, but you are addicted to the games, and you want financial relief. All right, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Jeff Dowder from the North American Gamers Association on a lawsuit that has been filed and will be heard. The U.S. District Judge ruling Alan Kay, he refused to dismiss parts of this lawsuit. Craig Smallwood is the plaintiff. He is accusing NCSoft of South Korea of basically creating a game that caused him to be addicted to it. He's unable to function independently. He can't get up. He can't get dressed. He can't bathe. He can't communicate. And he's asking for unspecified damages. This is a lawsuit that will be heard. At least it's going forward right now. An attorney, by the way, for NCSoft has not responded. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. Do you believe there's such a thing as being addicted to these video games? And if there is such a thing, what do we need to do medically or psychologically to begin to give relief to people that are suffering from this? 877-876-PHIL. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
I forgot to play that one thing.
We'll do it next hour.
This is the world-famous
Bill Hendry Show.
Epic fail.
This is the world famous Bill Hendry Show.
And with me is Jeff Dowder of Temple City, California. He works for the city of Huntington Beach, but he is with the North American Gaming Association. Gamers who are, and this is a specific association, Jeff, and correct me if I'm wrong, of gamers who are challenging the gaming industry, as Mr. Smallwood has, Craig Smallwood, who's filed this lawsuit. You are saying they are culpable and responsible for a kind of new gaming addiction.
Well, if we're honest about it, if I have something that I do play on different interviews, if I go into television radio interviews, what you just said, Mr. Hendry, is a
epic fail.
Because, and that's just the sound effect that we play. And the reason why I said that is because this is not a new addiction. This is an addiction that's been going on for a long time. It's the first time that we've been able to identify that addiction. And I think that that's important to be able to say this has been happening for a long time. And for people to say that it has been happening for a long time or that it's not worthy, that is a
epic fail.
And the other thing I wanted to mention is that what we're asking for, you're asking...
I want to know, what is the end game here?
Well, we're not playing a game. What even using that word, is...
epic fail.
What we're doing...
Okay, just tell me, sir, because I got to get to a phone call.
Well, what we want, Mr. Henry, is we want the Obama health care plan to include paying for DG, which is D-gaming, at clinics that are opening and specializing in this. Ultra is a clinic. There are other psychiatric and psychological counseling systems that we want health care insurance or Medicare to pay for. So that is our short, that's our short-term goal.
All right, Jeff Dowder with us, 877-876-PHIL. And now we're talking about taxpayers paying for what you call a DG, which means D-game.
That is correct.
Boy, you got to do some education first on this thing called gaming or RPG addiction. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Scott in Toronto, Canada, listening on CFRB. Scott, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Really wanted to comment on this. I just wanted to say that I guess I look upon so-called victims of RPG or video game addiction with just about the same sympathy I would look upon somebody with, let's say, a cocaine addiction or an alcohol addiction. I mean, you can make excuses all day about how something is addicting or how, it's designed to be addicting even, but at the end of the day, I mean, everyone's a human being. Everybody has their own willpower. And if you don't have, the internal fortitude to say, you know what, maybe I should go out, fill up job applications instead of sitting on my butt playing games for hours, then, I can't bring myself to be sympathetic at all.
Well, okay, Scott, I do appreciate it, but that you've just earned yourself from the Gamers Association
epic fail
with that logic, okay?
You're playing that epic fail sound effect, and that's fine. What is that proving?
What it's proving is, what I'm saying is this. If this gentleman believes, and he's in Canada, where I know national health care pays for cocaine addiction and pays for treatment of people who have drug addictions, and he has no problem with that, then why would he have a problem with me needing to go to a clinic to get DG'd?
Who said I would have a problem with that, though? Who said I don't have a problem? I never said I agree with
You said it's about willpower. You said it's about willpower.
You make excuses about anything. Should we then blame, Dr. James Naismith for inventing basketball because many a misspent youth has, maybe even spent playing too many hours at that game when maybe a pro career didn't pan out and, whoever that child was.
If you can show me an instance where somebody has played basketball, to the extent that it's affecting an entire generation. Yeah, I'm sorry, man, but that's
epic fail.
What you're saying.
That's not an argument. Playing epic fail.
No, but what he's saying is, you show me a generation of people who are like living in their dad's garage because they like, that doesn't add up.
Well, maybe that speaks
to the generation or the weakness of the generation rather than the power of these video games.
Right. Scott, thank you for your call. We'll be back with Jeff Dowder on the addiction of video games, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil.
Oh, come on.
Fail.
That sounds cool.
Talking with Mr. Jeff Dowder from the North American Gamers Association. They are a pro. I don't know. How do you describe yourselves, Jeff?
Well, I mean,
you call yourselves a pro gaming rehabilitation organization, but isn't there a shorter way of saying that?
Yeah, no, I was going to say we're a pro gaming, but also a pro rehabilitative organization, which means that we are not here to shut down the gaming industry. We're not here to shut down RPG. We're here to tell people that we're hurting, that we need help, that we need assistance, because gaming addiction does exist. And to that end, you know, I told you, Mr. Henry, that I'm here in my life. I've admitted to you how my life has failed. This evening I've been sitting, before I came on the air to talk to you, I've been sitting watching a TV special on Frank Perdue because I feel like I need to do something to learn about business. And that's as far as I've gone.
You're watching a TV special with the guy, the chicken guy?
I believe that's, yeah. But what I'm saying is that's the most I've done to learn about another way of living in probably years, and that's how serious this is. And I think the Obama health care plan should address that. Otherwise, the whole health care plan is a
epic fail.
And I know you don't. Yep.
Well, you can stop playing that sound effect because it sounds like you're trivializing this.
No, that is a sound effect from a game. And I'm trying to say the way that the industry has dealt with it, the way that the American people have dealt with it up to this point has been an epic fail.
All right, I understand. 877-876-PHIL, as we talk to Jeff Dowder about addiction to games, to online games. We need to have someone remote open up line six for me, please. Line six. Ben? Hi, Ben in Nashville. You're on the Phil Henry Show, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to know if this guy's really serious. I mean, how can you actually claim that a video game has ruled your life to the point where you have no will to do anything else?
Because of the psychological addiction, that's what it's about. And DG and psychologists, there's two or three different places.
You keep talking about DGing or de-gaming.
Right. De-gaming, right.
So that would be like rehabilitation for gaming? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Does that mean after you are DG that you're going to quit playing games? You know,
No, sir. It doesn't mean that at all. It means that
That would be the equivalent of someone who's addicted to cocaine. Well, I'm just going to do a little bit of cocaine. The difference between an addiction and something that you're infatuated with, an addiction, it has a chemical effect.
Right.
You know, like then it releases different endorphins in your body to alter your train of.
What do you mean?
Alter your train of thought, but. Playing games is something that you consciously make a decision to do. It's not like you're smoking a game.
No, I am addicted. Look, that line of reasoning right there is
an epic fail.
That's what people have been saying. Okay, what they don't understand is when you're on a roller coaster. Okay, when you're on a roller coaster, are you taking a drug? No. But would you agree that when you're on a roller coaster, there's a chemical change that takes place in your body that allows you to feel a certain way, that may allow you to feel happier or more, I don't know, more excited or something, of course. So there are chemical changes, and we got addicted to that, and we need to, you know, have the DG.
But wait a minute. Even if there's chemical changes, what this man's asking, you're going to go back to the very thing that caused those chemical changes and play again.
Okay. All right. See, I knew you were going to say that. Once again, that's a line of thinking that's...
Epic fail.
Will you stop playing that epic fail, man? Because it's really, like, I get it.
But that's how we reinforce the message. Okay? And...
The message is reinforced.
Well, right, but the thing is, you're not going to quit playing games, so what's the point? You want Obama and his administration to de-game people with taxpayers' money, but it's not going to do anything. You're still going to play games.
No, but here's the thing.
You may not play games 100 hours a week now, but you're still going to play games.
Are you going to play these games to the point? Yeah, I want to ask this one question. I'm sorry to interrupt you there.
No problem.
Who am I talking to? Ben. Ben, but I want to ask you, Jeff, are you going to be playing games to the level that you're, you know, sitting on your rear end at your sister's house?
No, I told you. I want to go out and get a job. Am I going to stop gaming? No. But we will have it under control. And that's the thing that we...
That's what every alcoholic, every drug addict, anybody that ever had a substance abuse problem would say, I'm going to have it under control.
It's not the same. It's the same in the way that Ben was saying that you're not smoking it. That's right. That's true. We're trying to stop it so that we can still play the game. See, that's why I've been playing the epic fail. Because
okay, there's
thinking,
a difference between,
up,
there's a difference,
you know,
between
so,
stopping and cutting back. I have a 40-hour a week job, week in, week out. I work 40 hours a week, you know.
Right.
And me and my friends play games. I play games online.
Okay.
I have plenty of time to play games and still be a contributing
member of society. What are you playing? Are you playing?
I play sports games. I play RPGs.
Yeah.
I play role-playing games. I play, you know, Modern Warfare online. I have friends that
play
World of Warcraft online. But they are still productive members of society.
They play Lineage too?
Well, why are these guys that are friends of this man, Ben, why are they productive members of society and you're not?
I doubt seriously if they're playing the same level that we're at, because we're at the highest level of like blood,
right,
blood
that's
halo.
Job. Yeah, that's because I have bills to pay. That's because
I'm not putting a guy. If a guy's an alcoholic, I'm not going to put him down. I'm saying I need to be DG'd so I can get back into the world, into society. I'm sitting here watching a special on Frank Perdue, and Mr. Henry's laughing about that. I'm going, that may be funny, but that's the first time I've done anything.
An alcoholic is drunk. He is physically mentally altered due to the level of alcohol where he cannot, you know, physically function to do anything, whereas you, under no form of intoxication whatsoever, are just sitting on your rear end at the house in front of a computer screen.
Here's what I think of your opinion.
Epic fail.
Okay, I'm sorry, but
see, you're not even arguing the point.
Well, that's exactly
what okay. My main point is you
all
are
right,
not physically inept to work.
No, that's wrong because I'm currently living with my sister and her husband in Downey, and that I don't know where you're from, but
Downey is in so you're living in Downey.
That's not what I call living. So.
All right. Ben, thanks very much, sir, and good points of view there. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Jennifer. She's listening to us in Wasilla, Alaska, which is the home of Sarah Palin. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
That's right. Yeah, I was just saying that this guy, I can't believe that he's saying he can't pull himself away from these games or whatever. I was making the point that it's like a child when you have parents in the room or whatever, you have to take those games away, throw them in the trash, get rid of them. You know, it's your responsibility
to teach children. This kind of thinking is really old school. I mean, that's like saying to an alcoholic, you know, what we got to do is, with an alcoholic, is get rid of booze. That's not what's going to cure alcoholism. We've already had prohibition in this country. It doesn't cure, it's not going to cure me, it won't make me DG, and it's not going to cure drug addiction. So I don't know what this lady's talking about. You know, we're talking about something that is serious, and your entire phone call, ma'am, you know what I'm going to do.
Epic fail.
You know? You know, ma'am?
I was talking about him being an adult, that if he, once you're not a child anymore, no. You're an adult.
Well, you're not going off with the epic fail.
Those choices. You can't sit around and watch.
Are you saying that an alcoholic doesn't need to be detoxed? He just should walk away from alcohol?
No, never said that.
Well,
I said
that's
that
exactly
we have choices.
What you're saying.
No, I said we have
that's
choices
exactly
in life.
That's exactly what you're saying.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Are you saying, let me ask Jeff this. Are you saying, Jeff, that you will not do anything about your gaming addiction until you get insurance coverage?
That's the only way we're going to be able to survive. If we got to have some kind of medical coverage to get us pulled away from the imagery that has been created by Koreans. And this lady's in Alaska. I would think she'd be one of the first people to have sympathy for what has happened to me.
No, I can hear it in your voice. I mean,
instead
I feel like you're really hurting. I just...
that's great.
Go over to James. James, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, thank you very much for taking my call, Mr. Henry.
Yes, sir.
I would like to... there's a few things I'd like to say, but I'll say it as bluntly as I can. The thing is that his addiction is psychological, maybe. But you know what? If you want to get rehabilitated, have your sister not pay the electric bill. How about that?
What are you talking about? Well, what do you think that's going to do, man? It's going to make me not game.
Well, okay, what I think it's going to do, I think what you're trying to do is pull a chamois on the American people that are paying taxes already for people that can't turn off their computers. Absolutely
epic
ridiculous.
Fail.
That's an epic fail.
Absolutely ridiculous,
first
man.
Of all,
I, you know, I have kids.
No.
I have kids that are 20 years old and 19 years old. I went through all those years, and you know what they did? They ended up getting a job and realizing that when you walk out that front door, really, you know, that's when realization comes alive. Not behind
your
computer.
I want to get a job. I do want to get a job, and I want to get a job as badly as I can. But right now,
well, then what's stopping you, my good man? What is stopping you, my good man?
I'm just trying to.
You know, I mean, you know,
I'm being damaged by.
You shouldn't.
I'm being damaged by the Koreans that made the game.
You keep saying Koreans. I really don't like that. What are you calling the Koreans that made the game?
Well, you know they made lineage and they've made a lot of the games. All I'm saying, well, you're saying wow, whatever. You know, I'm saying that DG's the only route. It's the route.
Hey, I'm trying to. What I want to say is that, you know what? I actually happen to be driving a Nissan.
Oh, man.
And I'm not. What happened?
A Python.
He's in a Nissan.
What? I'm driving Nissan, and I'm not blaming the Japanese in case I get into a wreck. You know what
I
mean?
No, I'm not blaming the Japanese. I'm just saying. Don't you think it's... No, of course I'm not blaming... But I am saying, man, I'm not the only one, man. This Mr. Smallwood, who has sued NC South Korea...
My good man, is I believe that you are going down the wrong tunnel as far as wanting any kind of compensation for what you can't turn off. That is absolutely ridiculous.
No, I'm all on
the that's absolutely ridiculous, man. You know what I mean? You might as well be addicted to porn, man. You know what I mean?
Come on, that's crazy.
Okay, thank you very much for your call, James. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. You with that epic fail.
Well, I mean, he walked right into that. You know?
All right, well, you're walking into a lot of stuff here that we have yet to get you unstuck from. Jeff Dowder joining us as we talk about addiction to RPGs, video role-playing games. And he's discussing a variety of games that he himself is addicted to. Craig Smallwood is an American. I don't know what state this man lives in, who filed a federal lawsuit against NCSoft of South Korea saying that he is addicted to their game Lineage 2. He's played 20,000 hours of it between the years of 2004 and 2009, and he's asking for unspecified damages. And this is a very interesting lawsuit, especially since the U.S. District Judge in the case, Alan Kay, has refused to dismiss it. And it could very well, it's moving toward trial. 877-876-PHIL. Is RPG addiction a reality, and should it be a part of our insurance coverage? The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
You're
now listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
What?
It stands for Massively Multiplayer Role-Playing Games. That's what MMORG stands for. And the fact that you came into this interview not knowing that, Mr. Henry, is also...
Epic fail.
I mean, and the reason why I'm doing that is that that is a part of, in a lot of ways, the addiction that I have, is to be able to have with me at all times these elements of the games that I like.
And all right, so that big voice saying "epic fail" is a part of a game that you like?
That's correct, yes, sir. It's from a, I think it's from, I can't remember right now, but I think it was from the Terrace game, and it's one of my favorites, and it's also something I think that articulates a lot of what's been going, you know, what happens or what's been happening around here lately.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Should people with gaming addictions get insurance coverage, and is there such a thing? Here is Mike in Indianapolis on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Phil. Thanks for taking my call.
How you doing? Yes, sir.
Hey, and hello to Jeff as well. Before
you
went
to
break, you good, good. Before you went to break, you asked a question about, you know, is this kind of addiction real? And I called in to say yes, it is. I'm
there. You go.
Now,
I mean,
but I spent about 9 years playing EverQuest.
Yeah.
And I can attest to the fact that this is a legitimate condition.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Turn that off. Yeah?
Well, I can attest to the fact that, you know, from my perspective, this is a legitimate condition that Jeff's talking about.
Exactly. And so we are looking to have it included in some kind of coverage, some kind of insurance coverage.
Well, and the reality is I'm not sure about that aspect of it, but... from my perspective, I have an addictive personality, right? I understand. I had to quit playing games cold turkey, you know, and it's been about, I don't know, 7 years. And to this day, you know, like when a new expansion pack comes out or something, I get a twinge, you know. But
there should be insurance? But there shouldn't be insurance coverage?
Well, that's where, I think you need to understand, I'm also addicted to games and to gaming. And if you're like me, and like Craig Smallwood, basically my life, my career, I'm almost 30 and I don't have a car. Do you have a car?
Well, no, I'm a very successful man now, but the point I
would
really...
Do you have a car? Do you have a car?
I have a few of them.
Well, he's
a
successful man. Yeah, he's got a car.
Okay, and you walked away from it.
Yeah, I've walked away from a cold turkey, but it wasn't easy by any means. But what I want to
All right, well,
say
thanks
was,
for your call, Mike. I appreciate it very much. 877-876-PHIL. Mark in Nashville. Go ahead, Mark.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Why didn't you just walk off? I mean, I've been addicted to games.
Well, why doesn't a heroin addict just walk away? If a heroin addict can't do it,
it's not easy. Yeah, it's not easy, but it's either you do it or I came damn near close to being homeless. And, you know, when I looked at my notice from my people giving me rent, it said either pay or get the hell out. That's
from gaming.
Okay, I need to do something about this, and I went out and got a job. I sold all that crap. And it sucks. I mean, I can't even go over
and
to my friend's house.
And you, from gaming?
Yeah. I went cold turkey. I haven't touched one in 6 months. I mean, all my friends constantly talking about it, and I don't dare because I know I'll get stuck on it again.
Do you ever have to? I got to carry the sound effects with me. See?
Can you stop with that, man?
Do we really have to
keep hearing video game sound effects?
Yeah,
I
could you turn that off, please, man? All right, because this.
I mean,
so you walked away from it, Mark. You walked away from it, Mark. How long ago?
Yeah, what did you
Six
get?
Months? I haven't touched a game. Since, let's see.
Did you get
Super Mario?
Did you get
started, Zelda, then
did
World
you get
of Warcraft, EverQuest.
Did you get DG'd
time,
at all?
EverQuest? Huh?
Went deaf from it too. Did you get DG'd?
No, I just walked off on my
All right,
own.
Man.
I mean, it's
one
better.
More call here. Thanks. Larry on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Larry.
All right. Thanks for my call. I was.
Yes, sir.
I'm interested that a district judge agreed that this case was worthy to go forward, you said?
U.S. District Judge, yeah, Alan Kay. Yeah. This is in Hawaii, by the way.
Yeah, there's a lot of that in Hawaii, a lot of gaming in Hawaii.
Well, I just wanted to say, I mean, I hear in his voice it sounds like that he's really concerned about it, but it seems to me that, I mean, we're put on this earth to help other people. And you really, by helping other people, you know, in whatever way, there used to be a lot of civic responsibility in the United States, volunteering and helping.
Well, I can't really do that right now because I've got this addiction. You want me to help people, nobody's helping me.
Well, actually, you're wrong on that respect because it doesn't
a lot
take
of ways,
that.
Epic fail.
It's the way.
Will you knock it off with the epic fail, please? All right, thank you very much. We're going to be back with, Don Mixa. Don Mixa on cyberbullying. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.